are tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Now, as the few true believers in the last days, the remnant have been entrusted with a God-given mission, a message they must deliver to the entire world. And that's why today we're talking about the mission, and we are joined by Pastor Mahlangu. Mfundisi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Mfundisi. Thanks for asking. And yourself?
I'm fine, thank you.
Ah, fantastic. How's your preparatory day coming along?
Now it's coming up quite well. We praise the Lord. Things are moving quite well.
Things are moving quite well. We thank you, Mfundisi. We won't take much of your time. I can promise you that. We're talking about the remnant and its mission, particularly because we have a message, Mfundisi. And I think it's a very important thing that we always remind ourselves of the fact that we've got a mission, we've got a job, we've been given this message. But sometimes maybe we don't even know what this particular mission is. So for the remnant church, Mfundisi, what are we talking about when you're talking about the mission of the remnant?
The mission of the remnant is to share the word of God. We are going to the book of Matthew. Okay. Let's quickly get to the book of Matthew.
Yeah.
Where God is giving his first mission to the church.
Yeah.
And he's giving an instruction to the church.
Yeah.
And he tells the church what to do.
Mm.
We are reading from Matthew chapter number 28.
Yes.
From verse number 18, Jesus saying, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Verse number 19, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
Spirit, yeah.
So verse number 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. So this is a great commission that is given to the church of God. He is talking to his disciples, but it does not end there.
Okay.
Because he says to his disciples, you need to go and teach all nations. There is no limitation. So when we are talking about the remnant and its mission, it is the responsibility of the church to go to all nations, because the remnant is not limited to a denomination. A remnant is a people that belongs to God, a people who do the will of God. So when we are going to share the word of God, we are going to teach to everyone. It's not limited to the Adventist church.
Okay.
It's not limited to the Catholic, to the Baptist. God is saying, go ye therefore and work, go and do a work. So the remnant and its mission is to go and make sure that they visit everyone. And what are they sharing? They are sharing the message that we find in the book of Revelation.
Okay.
Then we'll talk about that. But the responsibility of the remnant church is to go ye therefore.
Yeah, I love that, Mfundisi. Before you unpack that revelation, because I was thinking to myself as you were speaking that some people might say, how singena pitina? Because, you know, it sounds like Christ was speaking to his disciples, but you are saying it transcends just the disciples, right? It goes into us today. We also have the same responsibility as he had given to them and charged to them. So we can absolve ourselves.
Very true. Very true. It's not limited to the elective few. It's for every individual, because it says if you are baptized, you are not going to sit.
Yeah.
You have got a work to do.
Yeah.
You have to go out there and share the word of God.
Yeah.
So it's not limited to the pastor. It's not limited to the elder. It's not limited to the deacon. It's a work for every believer. Remember where you go to the first church, the early church, you would learn that they were called believers. And as they were called believers, they did not stop. The Bible says the Holy Spirit fell upon them and they started working. So it is the same thing even with us today, to say as the Holy Spirit falls upon us, we've got to work. We have a work to do. Whether you are in a workshop or whether you are in a bank or whether you are in transport business, your responsibility is to share the word of God and what is going to happen in the last time.
I love that, Mfundisi. But it sounds like, you know, when just my observation as well, when we come into the church and we get baptized, we've got this thing that says, yes, I understand that I'm a missionary. I've got this mission to go and tell to the rest of the. But after some while, it kind of fades away. Is there any particular reason, Mfundisi, from your observation as well? Do we get tired of this work at some stage?
I think the first love, because the book of Revelation realizes that this weakness comes in us. And he says, remember your first love. Remember your first love. Go back and pick it up and start all over again. The problem is that we don't know what we believe in. And because that, we have got no reason to be strong about it. But when you go to the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah realizes and he knows what is happening in his life. And he says, the word of God is like fire in my bones. And you can imagine when the word of God is like fire in your bones, you cannot contain it. You want to praise God every day because of what he is doing for you. Even in the bus, you find yourself praising the Lord. Even when you are walking in the street, a mind just crosses, just this afternoon, I'm opening my phone and somebody has sent me an interesting message. And I'm just praising God on the way to say, this is what God has done for me. Where was I going to get all this money? And I'm learning that God is coming through my life. And because of that, you are so excited. You want the next person to know what God is doing for you. And at the same time, remember, this word that we are sharing is a warning message to say, fear God, which we'll get into, to say there is judgment that is coming. There is no parent, there is no brother or sister who sees a friend falling into a fire and they sit back and relax if nothing is happening. Because we have a mission, we have to stand, run and be there for our brothers before they fall into the fire. Because you can't say, I saw you falling into the fire. I was going to tell you, but unfortunately you ran before me. As you are a child of God, you need to warn the brother ahead of time. Run ahead of them and ensure that you block them before they get into trouble.
From the top of your voice, Mfundisi, it sounds like this message is really a hurried message. In other words, there's no time. We have to get this message of warning, of judgment to the world out there. Let's unpack that, Mfundisi. So I'm in the same vigor. What is this message that we need to run with?
The message that we are running with, it is the message of judgment, where God is telling us what we need to do. We need to realize that the remnant and this mission announces the arrival of the judgment hour, which proclaims salvation through Christ and heralds the approach of his second advent. This proclamation is symbolized by the three angels' message of Revelation chapter 14. So when we get to Revelation chapter 14, this is what we are learning. Let me quickly read it so that the brethren can hear what the word says.
Verse 6.
We are saying Revelation chapter 14, verse number 6. It says, the heading says, the harvest of the earth. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on earth and to every nation. You remember that every nation and kindred and tongue and people. It's now taking us back again to the book of Matthew chapter 28. This is where we are going back to again, where we are having to proclaim the message to everyone. What does the message say? Verse number 7. Saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment
has come.
And worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of the waters. This is the message that is coming unto us today, where we are being told to fear God and to give glory to him. This is an issue of worship. It's an issue of worship. The remnant church, the responsibility of the remnant church is to help the brethren in terms of worship, to know that there's a God who ought to be worshipped, and he is particular about how he ought to be worshipped. You go to the book of John chapter 4. The woman is saying to Jesus, how should we worship? You Jews say we should go to Jerusalem and to worship. We go to the mountains. And Jesus says, no. The hour has come that neither you go to the Jerusalem or to the mountains, but you need to worship God in truth and in spirit. This is what the word is saying. We need the truth. as the remnant church, we need to tell the people the truth of how they ought to worship.
Yeah.
There is a particular way that God wants us to worship him.
Mm.
He is particular about his worship.
Mm.
You both go to the book of Genesis, Cain and Abel, they are worshiping God.
Mm.
And God is saying, I want you to bring animal sacrifice.
Yes.
But Cain bringing what?
Vegetables.
Fruits. And God is saying, no, this is not the worship I want.
Yeah.
The worship I want is this particular worship of animal sacrifice.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
God is saying to his church today, I want a particular kind of worship.
Hey.
And this worship is to keep the commandments of God.
Mm.
This is the worship that I want. You can't just wake up and do what you want and you're saying, I'm worshiping God.
Yeah.
No, the Bible has prescribed how God wants to be worshipped. Go to Exodus chapter 20.
Mm.
It will tell you how God wants to be worshipped.
Mm.
He says, I've taken you out of what? Of Egypt into Canaan.
Mm.
And this is what I expect from you.
Yeah.
You have to keep these commandments, follow these commandments and live by them in the way you eat, in the way you dress, in the way you talk, in the way you worship. This is what I want. If you don't do that, a day of judgment has been set so that those who refuse, deliberately refuse to listen to what God has said, because the remnant has gone out to speak to them, to talk to them. And when the remnant is talking to them, it is leaving the responsibility upon them to say, we have told them, but they have refused. And for that reason, go ahead and judge them, God.
Oh, fantastic. Mfundisi, asikhulume with the remnant again, ukuthi remnant phakamani, because it seems like we are hurrying, like I said. It's a very, very important message. There's a judgment that is coming. There's false worship, I suppose, that's currently happening there. And we need to make sure that we are, I suppose, God's stewards being there to take that message to the people. How do we sum it up, Mfundisi, as we end on this one?
As you have rightly put it, the time is no more.
Yeah.
There is no time.
Yeah.
Because when we are looking at the introduction of Revelation, it is saying, and I saw another angel fly in the midst of the air. Now, this is not driving.
Yes.
This is not walking.
It's flying.
Neither is it running.
Yes.
This is flying.
Hey.
Now, when an angel is flying, it's in the twinkling of an eye.
Mm.
You close your eye, you open it, the angel is there.
Mm.
So it is saying the message is already late because you cannot define time.
Yeah.
We were supposed to have started a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for that reason, we need to work. There is no time.
Yeah.
A lot is happening. Look around us. A lot is happening.
Yeah.
A lot is happening. We are going back to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Hey.
The whole world is endorsing that.
Mm.
And they are so excited about Sodom and Gomorrah as if things are normal. And for that reason, it shows us that things are no longer normal.
Yeah.
It's not business as usual.
Yeah.
And for that reason, the church needs to stand up, go and work. Roman Catholic, ZCC, Methodist, Seventh-day Adventist, stand up, go and work. Time is no more.
Yo.
We need to warn the world that time is no more.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mfundisi. May God bless you. That was a powerful, powerful message and a reminder that time is definitely no more. God bless you, Mfundisi. We are really encouraged by that.
Thank you. God bless you too.
Have a good one.
Are tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.